one is attracted to talks about me and has faith in the instructions I have set forth in the Bhagavad Gita, and if one is neither falsely detached from material things, nor very much attracted to material things, his dormant love for me will be awakened by devotional service.
Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. O King Rahugana, without taking upon one's head the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, a Mahajan or a Mahatma, one cannot attain devotional service. Devotional service is not possible to attain simply by undergoing severe austerities and penances, by gorgeously worshipping the deity, or by strictly following the rules and regulations of the sannyas or grihastha order. Nor is it attained by studying the Vedas, submerging oneself in water, or exposing oneself to fire or scorching sunlight.
Okay, so devotional service is only attained by what?
Mahatma.
Association of special devotees. So.
I never knew that. I mean, yeah, but not like how they're describing it. You can't get it due by doing anything else.
It makes sense, because otherwise you wouldn't even know what devotional service is unless you see it being performed.
Well, the idea is it's a descending process. No matter what we think we can do on our own without help is not enough. And it only comes when through your efforts you convince Krishna and our guardian angels, basically, the previous acharyas and all Krishna's associates, that you're worthy of some help, you know, some interference in your maya cycle. And then they send a special devotee. So for in our case, whatever we did in our past lives and all that, gave us this opportunity where Krishna arranged that we'd be in a connection with special devotees. You know. So that's why I just wanted to share that with you so that you understand the value of it. It's not just like I think the Bhagavad was reading, it said something like out of millions of, you know, relationships or something, it's kind of like two logs bumping, or I don't remember what
the
name
is.
A log reaching the shore, right? So we reach the shore after millions of years. it's special. It's a special 10 years you had with Jamuna and Dina. So just try to capture whatever we can tonight, and hopefully be able to relish it the rest of our lives with the help of the book too. Okay, so far I've sent Dina whatever I've collected from you all, and
I think I have more that I didn't send to you.
Okay.
I wrote some rubbish.
Okay, good, because I thought I only found one thing from you.
Okay, I have a couple more.
Nothing from Carver.
I have a few written.
Okay, so it's high time to.
I thought I sent to the bun behind. It may not be very good though.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can resend, because pretty much if
okay,
I had a name.
So
do you have my whole
yes,
thing?
I have yours. So Rasa started us off for her tribute in LA with kind of the start off of Milkmaids. So why don't we start with that? Who can recall being invited over here for the first time, making your little club and all that?
Didn't we make the t-shirts during Camp Govardhan?
No,
made
them here, remember?
I remember, I thought we did it like during Camp.
But I think,
because Anna was here too and everything.
I think during Camp Govardhan was probably when you first started developing a relationship with Jamuna.
I don't remember going, I just remember making the t-shirts.
I'm like trying to remember when she said that we should be called milkmaids. Like, it's there, but
Anna calls it that.
Remember there was two names. We were like voting which one we wanted. I remember I voted for the other one. That's why I remember.
Really?
But yeah, I can't remember what it was now. But she gave us two options. She's like, so which one do you guys all like? And then we got both.
Gopies, maybe?
Some of
the
gopies.
I distinctly remember that Anna came up with gopies.
I actually remember that too.
And Yamina loved it. So we all see a circle coming up with names forever and ever. And Anna said about milkmaids because Kundi wanted to have a cow on the shirt.
And then Kundi drew the whole design.
Yeah.
Of the cow.
And every single shirt was just my stuff.
Two right. M's,
milkmaid or something like that.
Or
like
that's
what
Austin's, right?
Mine was Bunna Bihar milk maid. Kava's was Bunna Bihar milk
milkmaid. I swear, Joanna purposely did that.
Yeah. And then all you guys were
really
quick.
She was like, I thought I can't make a mistake. You know, she was so like careful to make a mistake, and she's like, whoops, I put another M.
And she would laugh at him like some joke.
Yeah. She's like, all right, Milton made them. So funny. But I love said about mine because it was like, so far, no problems. And then I hold the shirt up and it's all crooked.
I don't remember what was
so
mine.
I think it was just my art. It was just really bad.
I still have my shirt. I don't have mine.
And you still have it? You should take a picture.
We should send
of
some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I
should
take
yeah,
a picture.
Sometimes.
I think I still have mine.
You know, it's like gone. Like, if you have memories, send them. If you have pictures, send them. I still
yeah.
haven't
put
gotten
all of our pictures
when you guys visited in Melbourne in
2011.
I never got anything from that. You know, you guys recorded with your phones or whatever.
I have everything still. But,
oh, you mean our trip, ours.
Yeah, like, what
trip.
Did you guys, all the stuff you guys recorded in Melbourne on your...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Send it. I'll bring it over.
Oh, I was talking about all the Dina's stuff.
No, when we went, we took the
when
last
we went, did we even
yeah.
record?
I recorded a lot.
Yeah,
so,
but
the thing is, I can't... iTunes is messed up. The
yeah,
version
what?
Of iTunes is broken. You can't access anything on your iPod or put anything on it, so I can't get them out to give them to you.
Well,
like,
can you
well,
bring them to like
syncs.
A place that could do it?
Huh?
Like,
or you
like
can try
a place
to transcribe
like...
it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can listen to it, right?
Yeah, I can. Off my iPad, I can. So I can try that.
I'm not sure if I have any or not.
I
think
I've. Ross, I know you have. You recorded.
I recorded everything when we went with Dina. But not when we went. All I recorded was that her little bit of singing. That's it, I think.
You should,
oh, yeah,
you should
that.
Send that.
I did.
Yeah,
don't you have
I got
it?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know you guys recorded.
Yeah,
so
I have to go through all mine and see. Yeah, I definitely
I'll
recorded.
Look again at mine.
Definitely recorded. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, you don't want to, you know, maybe you don't want to be a presence in the book, but, you know, we don't either. It's just that we're kind of the examples in a little, what do you call it, like the example, you know, like a sample of what, how Junoon inspires people. And a lot of times it's from taking people that are like out of it and nothing, you know, to happy devotees, you know. So that's the case with me, and that's the case with you guys to another degree, you know, she changed your way of looking at things. And so you have to just do this for a service to humanity, you know, by letting that be used in the book if Dina chooses. So I'm saying that to try to contribute as much as you can, because Dina's deadline is the end of this month. It's only 2 weeks. And to put something in the book later is pretty much impossible, because we have a layout program, and then once it's laid out, if you go back and add everything, it knocks everything off, you know, all the pictures and everything.
Mm.
So just want to encourage you to, it's time.
She has to be completely done in 2 weeks.
That's her plan, and she's in 2008, and you know, why not?
It's like needed to be done, or
she has
that's
to
what she wants?
She has to move in August, and moving is a huge ordeal to take a break like a month or two off from to move and
hard
try to
start
get back
again.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
You know. So she wants to be done the writing.
Yeah. Where is she going to move to?
She doesn't know yet. That's the thing. She's not changing her focus at all until the book is written, and then she has to think about moving. And Lady Mitch is down there now to help her do that. So, you started coming over. Were you spending the night yet, or just mornings? Describe those.
Okay. I don't remember really.
The first time I remember sleeping over was she invited all the male players to come see some sort of a drama they got from India. And they wanted to play on the computer for us. We were all young. Anna was there. We must have been like 10, 11. And like that was the first kind of way to get us, you know, just show us this fun job. She's like, I'll make popcorn for you guys. And she was all excited. She made these different types of popcorn. And she invited us over. And we watched some Indian drama that was really well done.
Was that with Nadia?
Maybe with Nadia, yeah. And Bhakti or something?
Yeah. Or that may have, could have been another time.
I don't know. And then I remember we all laid down branch and let our mats right here in front of the altar. And we went to sleep really early. And I remember none of us could go to sleep because we got to sleep so early. And we were whispering and whispering till so late. And Yamuna and Dina were just like out cold. And then we didn't expect them to wake us up at 2. Because we all had to shower and they wanted to do like a full like program before the program or something like that. Remember? Maybe we woke up at 3. And like one person would go take a shower. I remember specifically one person would go take a shower, would come out. She said, "Wow, impressive! How quick you are! You're like Gorilla Brahmachini." And then Anna went. Anna took literally like a minute and a half. And like, all of us tried to beat it. So Yamuna would praise us. I remember I was like, everybody who went would be shorter than Anna. I was like, oh my god, I don't think I can do it that short. And like in their bathroom. They're so simple because they have that bucket, right? They had the bucket and a low tub, but you only had a certain amount of hot water. And they're like, the less you use, the better. So it was like we were all trying to use the less and the quickest. It was a totally new experience. So like, I never realized how they lived here until that night. Like how they woke up, how they took bath, like so clean but simple, but like so like standardized, you know? The amount of water they use, the amount of hot water they use, how they use it. Anyways, and then I remember waking up, and it's kind of blurred from there.
The whole time, Jamila would just be walking around and singing.
It was like so mystical.
It was like quiet, and just like only these Christmas lights on. Only those lights on the whole time.
I remember that one time I came with you guys and slept here with you guys.
I remember it was with me.
I slept right there. And I can hear Jamuna sleeping right there.
Yeah.
Especially the minute she woke up, she started singing.
Wow.
Like the minute she woke up, she was singing.
Wow.
That's like how I could tell she woke up. I didn't sleep at all that night because you can't with like, you know, Jamuna's right there, and you know you're gonna wake up, and you're just like, ah, too excited.
I can sing that. Yeah, the excitement. Remember that feeling of excitement?
Yeah. I remember one of the things that kind of like binded us a lot was doing that Vrindavan Parikram.
I was just going to say that.
Govardhan Parikram.
Or Govardhan Parikram, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Was it all
where we made all the houses. We had the little map right there on the wall. Mm-hmm. And like glued our houses to the bath. And when Dina, was it Dina or Jamuna? She like brought out like, it was like Jamuna water.
They're
all sitting here and like Dina goes, she's like, oh, I have something really special for you guys. And Dina goes, it comes out, and she's like, this is special water from, I think it was Radhakrishna. Gives us all a little drop. And like we're all like, okay, try it. And everybody's like kind of silent. Jamuna tries it. She's like, Dean, this is not water from Thailand water. This is some sort of oil.
Oh my god.
It was rose oil.
Yeah, rose
and
oil.
And Dina's like, she's like, no, I took a.
She's like, I'm sure. The Radhakrishna water.
She goes and looks, she's like, oh, no, you're right. It was rose oil. It tasted so bad.
She's like,
bad.
No, see, look, it says
Radhakrishna.
Oh, no. It says rose.
Oh, no.
And then all of us were silent too. It was like,
watching water. You don't know like what to expect. And then that came along. We're all laughing so hard.
I remember.
Do you remember that she said, Dean, this is not rock and water. She's like, and we didn't say anything. None of us said anything before.
Yeah,
we were all convinced it was rock and water.
Well,
like,
okay.
It was so funny. Like, just Dina's reaction. It was like, she was so sure that she read the bottle. She's like, no. It was so funny.
Do you guys remember we did that meditation?
Mm-hmm. Where we all sit.
We would all sit, and then, like, they told the story about, like, there was this little, like, cottage in the forest, like, a special cottage in the forest that Radharani would wait for Krishna. She was describing, it was, like, Lalita's or Vishaka's, where there was, like, special cottage that they, like, made or something.
Yeah.
And she was describing, like, the flowers and the smells and, like, the animals and everything. We just sat there and imagined for, like, 45 minutes to an hour. Like,
and also she, like, described the other gopis, like, Lalita's, like, stars and, like, and, like, blue, I think it's
Yeah, Ananda Madras was like,
she was like describing all of this, like insane, like a palace. I mean, like, she was describing like this insane, like, palace in the water, like, that was Lalita's place, and like, it was crazy.
And then we all got to do like an imaginary feast, like the prep.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
That was impossible
that.
For me.
Like,
to say anything.
She still did that, like, right at the very end, Gopani in 2011, she wasn't even living here. She sends out an email saying, oh, what is everyone going to make for corporate on your menu here? And Jumuna responds, and she's like, mentally offering.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
This
huge insane menu.
She
hasn't
even heard of it. She just on the email list, and she responds.
So cute.
No,
I remember she said, she just recently, this last time, Radha Banabihari's anniversary, she sent us all this email, what she's cooking, like, five pages long, most amazing thing that I've never even heard of.
I couldn't even understand, like, any of it. I was just reading it, like, I don't even
know. From intensive care in the hospital, too.
Wow.
Meditating on it.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever even thought about, like, meditating about serving. It wasn't even a thought, like, I'd never,
like,
knew
actually
existed.
Cooking something for the deities mentally.
Well, like, even thinking about Krishna, like, mentally like that. Like,
Yeah.
In her mind, she's thinking, like, outside.
I don't even remember finishing, like, one of them program. Like, do we even
finish
it? I don't think we ever finished it.
We didn't get to the ending. I don't think so.
I thought we had, like, this whole entire, like, thing at the very end that we did.
Oh, I thought
we did something for it. At the very end, we, like, invited all the devotees to come, like, look at it, look at our map, and, like, we did a play.
We did do a play.
Or was that something else?
I remember that, like, right here.
Yeah.
And Gopal was
I was Radharani. And you guys were putting flowers in my hair.
I remember
it was
that
play that Jatila, Kutila, and, like, Krishna had to pretend to be a gopi. Or something, and then we could, like, stroll.
That was for, wasn't that for Radha Banabihari?
I'm not sure it was for,
I can't remember. I thought it was the anniversary, Radha Banabihari's anniversary.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
I don't remember being
here. I remember doing, like, Gopastami.
We were.
Yeah, I remember doing
making
a
cavalry. First festival we did, like, with you guys here, because remember?
Yeah.
It was like, go get to me and Bubba, go get all the young girls in the valley and dress them up as
cowboys.
Cow
dung patties that we were making.
Yeah,
made
them to
cow dung
cows.
Oh, yeah,
cow
dung
cows.
Yeah.
Cow
dung cows.
Oh,
and, like, placing rocks for their blanket.
Yeah,
and then a blanket out of
rocks.
Tulsi set up in the middle. I mean, we're going around Tulsi.
Yeah.
We're decorating cows.
And the cow dung smelled like lavender oil. Like, do you want to put all this essential oil in?
I remember that.
It did not smell like cow dung at all. And then I remember it was like the most, exciting festival because you came
it was
here,
so fun.
Made the cow dung cows, put them around the Tulsi,
and
then we all sing Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya as we're going around.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then
actually,
at the end, we all were supposed to bring some prasadam and have like a picnic. Like,
we did
bring
something, they were like sweet balls or something.
Yeah, chinwa or sweet balls.
Yeah, we all brought like something.
And I seriously, like, remember quite a few of the, like, themed anniversaries. Like, my brother made those flower balls.
Honeybees, too.
And the bees.
Honeybees.
And the
honeybees.
Lanterns.
The lanterns. The honeybees. And the balls of flowers.
No,
I have it.
I think it was, like, on my 16th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the rose
yeah. Shimuna was, like, I can't remember, like, what she said or anything like that. But I remember, like, somehow or another, she was, like, told everybody to go outside. Me to stand in the middle, and they just, yeah, pick, like, tons of, like, rose petals. Say happy birthday to me.
And do, like,
and
a
pus-spongily. Basically, pus-spongily, like, I was just standing there, and they're just, like, throwing
didn't
petals
she, like,
on me.
Make everybody say something nice about
I remember, like, Kurt and Marshall, those boys,
call Cunt's boys were there, too, and they were
trying to say
Dina
something.
Dina was like, don't embarrass her.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed though. Like, throwing, showering with flower petals, I was like,
and I remember the boys were just like,
I also, like, remember, I guess it was when we were first starting the milkmaids. Dina was like, Dina, do you remember showing us how to do, like, RT properly?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
And blowing the conch shell, and Dina doing her toot-toot-toot-toot-toot on the conch shell. We even, like,
didn't you guys take turns dressing the DVs once a week or something?
Yeah. We didn't dress the DVs, but we'd come and, like, clean the altar, make flower garlands, wash, like, all the paraphernalia, sweep, and...
I remember when I'd stay here and I'd have to, like, I'd stay here, and then, like, Ross and Cobb would have to leave, and I'll be like, why are they going? They're like, they're going to Gonabihari Ashram to go do their turn as the milkmaids. And I remember I came one time, me and Nurangi came one time, and I was so, like, psyched. I was like, oh my god, I'm one of the milkmaids. I was, like, so excited. Just that one time.
And then her Ross, was it Ross Malai after?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We always finish around, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And, like, by then, I'm, like, starving.
Yeah.
And then you get this small little cup of, like, this, probably the most amazing Ross Malai in the world.
Yeah, but she would she would give you a charmerita from the bees.
Yeah.
And I watched how she did it. She, like, they would rub, like, a little tiny key lime, half a key lime, squeeze out the juice into tea lock and take that and rub on the DVs and wash it, and then she'd make a charmerita from that.
Yeah,
and it always tasted
so good.
Amazing.
And
it
goes in
and
you'd
like lick just every crack of it, just like, oh, so good.
Oh my god, so good.
And he always just like staring at like the other one, just like, add more.
So bad.
And I remember looking at the DVs after, and like Jimin and Dina were so just enthralled with the bees.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen Radha Banabihari look this beautiful?
Yeah.
And then, like,
and when they say that, you actually have never seen the bees.
Yeah.
You're like, no, this is the time. They look the most beautiful.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, like, Dina would just, like, throw over her and she'd be like, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. This is it. They've never looked this beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we'd go and do, like, the flower, like, vases, and, like, every time we bring them in, they're like, I'm done yourself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've never seen flower vases like this.
Yeah.
It's like the same flower, same thing. It's like, but every week you do it even
we'd
more
excited.
We'd
actually sing Golden Dawn prayers
with
Jupiter.
I know.
Not
no,
even
no,
the recorder.
No,
every single
like,
week.
We wouldn't have
we
to
just
sing
Golden
Dawn
prayers.
We didn't have to sing
unaware.
Because it was Jupiter for real.
Yeah.
And we'd like blow the conch shells and do the chamara.
People blowing the conch
and
shells.
The fan.
She always has the toot 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 toot.
Yeah, and then after she just stand in front of her and like put her head on your shoulder
yeah.
and just like
hold
your
hand.
Yeah, and
her
just like looking at them.
Yeah, it was
they were
swaying,
so pretty
see.
Though. Like actually insane.
Like
the like, amount of flowers around them.
And I
like,
swear every time we changed them, Radwani looked more golden and Christian looked more
blue.
Like
yeah,
actually
yeah.
every time I saw them, I was just like.
And even when I went to Melbourne, I was
me,
like, wow.
Yeah, I saw
oh, I
it
yeah.
even more.
Yeah,
I think
I was like, Christian's blue.
They're like,
Christian's
I
blue.
Swear, at one point, they're just going to be blue and just like molten gold.
Like
yeah.
the exact color.
Yeah, because like, you look at them, you're just like staring at Radharani, and she's like glowing. It's like fall, it's just
yeah.
like, it's gold.
Molten.
I miss
gold.
Them.
And then Christian has like this darkish hue, like actually darkish hue.
Like blue though, like a bluish. Like
it's actually
bluish,
incredible.
So like, so.
Yeah.
And I was, maybe we should like go back a little
yeah.
bit.
I can't remember.
I think one of us should tell a story because to transcribe this is going to be hard, guys.
Yeah, like
yeah I know. It's like, oh my god, ha!
Like,
Well, I remember for camp when we came to do like facials and stuff.
Yeah.
So you tell your version of the camp facials so that we can hear. And then we can
I don't remember it so well. I wish I remembered it better. But I remember coming and be kind of like.
Or shy.
Shy. Super shy. Because like, it's not very often you do something not devotional with Jamuna. And she came, she had all of her table, all of it set up, like the facial stuff and like warm water to like steam your face in. And then like you go lay down. She had like this whole system going, like a circle. You go lay down and you go wash it off or leave it on for a bit and then wash it off. And then, can't remember if also that was when we painted the rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
While we're waiting or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We also did like pressure points.
Yeah, like acupuncture massage.
I still do them.
Those ones?
And I remember Jimin being like, Dina, it's your turn! And Dina's like, no. Like, I'm not doing that. But.
Did Jimin do
it? Yeah, she did it. Jimin did it.
I remember that that was like, I think my first time getting a facial like that, and I could not breathe in the pool. And I had to like lift and just like crack because there's like too hot with essential oils like burning my eyes.
Yeah.
It's like
way too much essential oils.
Lift to like just a like, crack
and
like
her essential oils was like two drops of like this mix of like 80 different essential oils. Like I remember like the bottle had like tons of writing on it, and she did like the most special essential oil like. Best, like,
I remember
ever.
Even like Rama did it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we put all that on.
Oh, yeah. And then we ate like lunch. She made us lunch. We all ate with our facials on our face.
It was the best lunch. Every time
it was like salad. I remember
the salad. I remember
the
salad.
Was there was
so
flowers
good.
In it
and
pansies and those quesadillas.
They were
I
so
I remember that
good.
Every time I eat here, it's just. Incredible. I'll go home and make the same thing. It just doesn't taste even nearly as good.
No.
So I remember she would tell me, once she told me, she's like, I've never made this before. She's like, I've just
yeah.
like put all these ingredients together and she's never made it ever before.
And then she started
listening. Remember you guys
yeah.
that one time we cooked for Dina and Jamuna at your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We made that whole thing. We were so stressed
out.
I remember the chapatis were like crackers. And we were giving it to them and Jamuna
yeah.
was like loving it.
And like
raising
it. And we like didn't follow any recipes. All just
like the
soup.
Remember,
the
like we don't know what to make. Let's just make some soup. Like throw some like butter squash in there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And
then
ran out of propane halfway.
Yeah,
like, changed
and then like Jamuna like and Nina tasted. And they're like, this one was best for Sean.
Like the whole time they were eating, they were saying.
Yeah,
that.
They were just like, wow.
I remember Jamuna loved the soup. She's like, I'm just loving
yeah.
the soup.
It's like boiled beets.
It was
like
it was so good
though. It actually
turned
out really good.
And like
that
just shows
like the desire to please them is what like really made,
what
yeah.
made it like good.
And that was actually the one time we all like cooked for them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We actually
and
all
invited them over.
For each other.
And
that's pretty insane though.
It's
pretty
yeah.
interesting.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, she did that. Like guys, Jamuna made like 3 cookbooks.
And she has like a medal for the best cookbook.
And like was one of our best cookbooks
in the world.
And we like tried to cook for this like
we didn't follow any recipes for all this.
It turned out so good though. It was Krishna's mercy, I'm telling you. Krishna, a rod around and came and like
yeah.
fixed it a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Jamuna's always so like excited about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like even like
totally.
You would come over and be like, okay, and like she would be so excited about this, whatever was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
super excited about like,
oh, I can't wait to start. Like, this is
yeah.
so awesome.
yeah. Just so amazing.
And so torqued.
And she,
yeah.
She had, like, so many projects. She was always, like, starting this
mm-hmm.
new incredible
and she,
project.
Like, work on them, like, so detailed. Like, hours.
I remember watching her make that backdrop. I remember watching
her. There, like,
she told
like,
me she was working on that 8 hours straight. She said I was
like,
up all night, like, working
yeah.
on this.
No, for months. Like, this
it was pretty insane, though.
yeah.
Yeah,
I remember there's like seeing a couple of minutes always. And that's what it felt like for real. Like it actually felt like that. You go home
we
and
go
then, like,
in
the next
morning.
Day you go to Mangwaki.
We go in the morning and then we have Bhakti no Bhajans because you
yeah.
guys are in the summers. And they'd be like, see you in a few moments, like see you soon. And then when we go we have like a full like kind of, sweet Krishna dreams and the Kavacha.
Yeah,
like,
the sweet Krishna dreams. So you always like be so excited, like I'm gonna go have some Krishna dreams and like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely leave here like way more blissed out than
and
when
like
you got
buzzed
here.
Too.
Like,
yeah, just
yeah.
like
you actually go out and you're just like happy.
Just like because of, especially because of the hug she gives you. Like that's like, that's like seriously like my highlight of just remembering Yamuna. Like that's the main thing I remember. Just like walking over to her chair and she sits and reaches her arms up and you just hug her and like you just like melt in her arms. It's like you could like smell her. Oh, just like that is just like
she's
the best.
Always so happy to see you.
Yeah.
So
it didn't matter, like you were totally out of it or whatever.
She always
every day you came. She's like straight from Krishna Loka.
Yeah.
So happy to see you.
I also remember that one time that Deidre cooked for us. Like it was like rice with like
the casserole,
rice with that cheese
on
top.
I totally remember
and,
that.
Like, there was like I can't remember
so
what
like,
else.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah. And I remember her telling us like, yeah, I've never made this before. It's just like, you know, just try it out. It's actually best like one of the best meals I've ever had.
And remember,
that so good.
Remember that soup? And she like made like she drew designs of like celery or something in it,
or like that whole mangal soup that is like the best soup I've ever.
Yeah,
like,
whatever dad made, that dad was amazing.
Yeah,
it was, like, only doll was like the best doll every day.
doll was like the
it was like tomato
thing.
Doll,
so
like mung doll,
oh,
like, all sorts
so
of like the
good.
Delicious
and that
doll.
One time when we had cooking lessons from with the school, and she was showing us how to make the doll. And then she was like doing it all like fine, and all of a sudden like
in the pressure cooker, right?
Yeah, she like, opens the pressure cooker and just explodes.
It's one thing you gotta be careful
for.
She like makes sure that all the steam is out, and so like she like does that, and then like, she opens it, and yeah, it just explodes.
We were just
okay,
like
the
covered in doll.
Everyone was like,
yeah,
Julie
was
doll.
Covered in doll. Like,
and she's like, that doesn't usually happen.
she's like, whoopsies.
She said it's the second time it's ever happened to her.
It's like at her cooking class. Like, how embarrassing for her. She's like, well, now you know. Always make sure.
Or, like, I remember when we had cooking lessons, we'd sit at that table. She'd always sit facing the window. And I remember staring into her eyes and, like, just thinking, like, wow, she's such beautiful green eyes.
Yeah.
They're
always, like, melting, like, liquid.
Always tears.
Yes.
Always teary.
Yeah, I remember just saying her like, and sometimes I swear like, I'd forget to like look at her closely. Like I just like you know come, like you see them, but when you actually look them close, you actually like see their features and like.
Yeah.
Jimena was so beautiful, like one of the most beautiful people.
She glowed. She actually glowed.
Yeah, and like,
and remember
just,
how
the sweetness that emanates from her. Like, feel her sweetness.
Yes. And you know she's not going to judge you. She doesn't judge you. She only encourages you. Like,
I
know.
Always encouraging her. Like, don't say anything. You're just like, sitting there spacing out. And she'll like, say some super encouraging thing. Like,
yeah. And it's not like you don't believe whatever she says, you believe.
I know.
Like,
that makes you feel like, so like,
so out of it.
Yeah.
I remember the morning for Bible time class. Remember she would like, go around and ask each of us, like, what did you realize about this?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
and she'd like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then it came to your turn, you're like, so.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know what to say, you'd say, like, a sentence, and she'd just, like,
yeah,
then she would, like, reflect that. And
she'd
like,
be like, wow,
what
that's
said.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, knowing that they're gonna ask you, like, what is one thing you remembered, and, like, getting stuck on one point. Like, looking at that one point
in your head.
And
yeah.
Like,
figuring it out.
Forgetting about the rest of everything.
Yeah.
Get to and you're quickly scanning through it
again.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you always want to see something like really intelligent or like smart just to like get her praise, and then she'll like give it anyways. And you're like, you try, like, and then you just like say any sentence because you just want to say something.
And like, most of the time, it's like pretty like,
it's like, you know,
you repeat
I find this
like
point,
anything,
and you
like,
say five
yeah.
sentences. This point right here, really, really good. Like,
appreciated or like actually meaning, like you mean something
like important, like you
yeah.
And she'd do that to every single person,
yeah.
Like she'd make you, she'd
valuable,
make
yeah,
everything.
Exactly,
and,
like
really
intelligent,
insightful, like
devotional,
and
then
encourage you, like
totally
that, you know, then
you
want
it
to be
insightful,
exactly. I also remember making this floor with Jemuna,
I remember watching you guys too.
When
we
would come, and like, I remember making these super tight skinnies, like. Because
you
were way too small for me. And I do it with Balas right after. And she's like, oh wow, Gopal. She's like, all the boys are gonna love those jeans. I was like, oh my god. some really embarrassing questions.
Yeah, me too. I don't even want to say it. Oh, yeah,
she asked
so embarrassing.
It was so funny. He was like, yeah, Muna.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
So embarrassing.
I know, because no, you shouldn't have that in the book.
Just say don't put in the book.
Oh, I'm gonna listen to this. Well, somebody just like, is it Kava? Are you wearing a push-up bra? I'm like, I was like, no.
Yeah, well, you know, she asked me.
She's like, your boobs have grown. She's like, you're getting big. She's like, you're all grown up now. And Dina was like, Dina, she's like, Yamuna, stop.
That's like, Kava.
Embarrassing Kava.
That's exactly what she did to me. She was sitting in that chair. Yeah. I walked in, she looked at me, she's like, wow. She's like, your boobs got bigger. I was like, oh, she's like, are you wearing some special bra or something? I was like, no.
I remember going to Melbourne. Jamuna with Shu Tirupa and her son were eating lunch. And she was talking about how her boobs were like volcanoes.
Volcanoes!
Big drums! And she's like, it was the funniest thing.
Oh my god.
No, she was talking about her own boobs. And like how big.
I actually kind of laughed at her like with Jamuna before. She, like, didn't care at all. She was just talking in front of, like,
and
she
too, Dina's terrified. Dina's, like,
oh,
yeah,
Dina's just like, oh, my God. And she was
sitting there. I hope this is really mean
to I also remember, like, she was talking about, like, we're talking somehow about, like, plastic surgery or, like, what people are doing to their bodies these days. She, like, yeah, she's, like, we're just walking up along the beach and all you see are these giant coconuts popping out. They're not even natural, they just look like coconuts.
That's get some valuable stories.
Yeah, I get some
actual.
I remember
one time, like, after boxing, I took for Bajan's, like, or something like that. I remember, like, it just finished, and Jimin was like, I know that Shlipraf would be so pleased with the way you cured down. He was like, she was talking to Carl about, like, his cured down. And, like, I just remember, like, She described a story, you know, like, about Shlipraf. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I
read
it too. Actually,
I remember it perfectly.
And then she said, like, Shlipraf would be so pleased with the way you took care of him. Imagine if, like, Jamuna said that to you. Like, obviously, she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Mm-hmm. She knows.
No, I actually remember. I remember sitting at
right there.
Sitting,
yeah.
And she just closed her eyes and completely... Like,
she, like, left this planet. She, like, left this planet.
Whole memory to life.
I swear,
like,
I saw in her head, guys.
I actually saw.
No.
Like, Shula Prabhupada,
she
was
on a bridge.
With the mist!
Oh my
and they said, shine the mist, and he was, like,
chanting
right?
Sansardhava. He started chanting Sansardhava.
And you guys,
I see it.
I
all remember it. It's exactly that story.
Yeah.
She said just, all I see is Prabhupada walking there, and I see it, and this vision is so crystal clear.
Me too!
Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, something we've never seen before.
And, like, the thing about Jamuna is, like, she could explain something and have tears just pouring from her eyes.
But still be able to, like,
and the thing is, she's so soft.
She speaks so softly and slowly.
Like, just, like, actually relishing everything she says, like, meant it from, like, her heart. Every word, and, like, I remember staring at her sometimes and thinking in my head, like, one day, like, we're not gonna have this. And, like, just thinking, like, remember this, Gopal. Remember this.
So many times
you have
to
remember this. Like, you can't forget. Yeah.
So before we go too far, Carl wants you guys to talk about the Bhakti and Bhajans and how they impacted you. Good, so we're kind of getting late.
Wow. What year was it that we started?
I remember the first time
2008.
We went with you guys.
No, we started 2005. 2006, I was bringing you guys because I was babysitting, but you guys were staying in the car.
Yeah, we would sit in the car.
Seriously?
And read books.
Because
it was too boring.
Like, I remember,
honestly, it was too boring.
I remember, like, after a while when reading was more boring than, like, coming in. Like, I'd go fake, I had to go to the bathroom, like...
So you didn't have to read?
Like, 3 or 4 times. Like, every time a chance I should come, I'd come, I like, walk out because I didn't want to read. Or, like, I was just
yeah.
like, too bored. Like, I had to go.
I remember that.
Like, I remember I could not read a single word of any bhajan. Like,
like, I just look at the piece of paper and not be able to say nothing. Just look at it and try to, like... Then, like, I remember, like, the next year, when I actually sat there and tried to sing it, like, I started learning the words and being able to, like, follow along. And it was, like, the most exciting thing in the entire world for me. Like, I was so excited to just go there and, like, read the words, because I could. You know, like, I could barely even keep up with the song, but I could read, like, Kay Monet and, like, all these things. I was, like, so excited about that. And then, like... Once you can start reading it, then it's a whole new thing.
I remember moving around the room, and it was a round robin. I'd like move around the room, like, oh, my turn, like run away to like the other part, because I was just like, I could not sing. Like I was like, Maddie, I was okay. Remember
like,
the tune that caused you?
Major butterfly. You're like
such.
And you're
like, remember the tune
like,
that caused
you? Sweat.
It's like so finally, I just get so stressed. I'm okay. I'm moving. Like, run to a different spot.
Like the one that's already been gone by.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then, like, I remember, like, if, like, they're doing, like, people's highlights, and, like, I'm going to be, like, Chai, and I was just, like, I really like this budget. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just liked what he's saying and how he's saying what he feels. Like, just, like, if he'd ever, like, ask me, like, things, I'd just be so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I really remember disliking these budgets that first year though.
It was a test.
It was really difficult.
The only thing that kept us going was Yamuna and Dina being there. Like, you know that presence of knowing that they're there?
And how happy they were that you
guys
were.
Watching them and hearing them say
they'd
like,
always be so happy when we came.
Yeah, also I remember if you guys were going, like, I'd have to go. Like, I couldn't stay back if you guys were going. I was like, oh my god, I have to go. Like, I can't.
And like that's basically I remember it was such a big thing for me. It's like they were so happy that we were there. That's why I was like, okay, I'm gonna go because they're so happy we were there.
I remember
it was so hard.
I was like always wondering like how, like they're seeing everything so deeply, and I was always like I don't understand this like
yeah.
And then I wanted to like understand what they were feeling. Like you want
to
just you're just like watching them
to
like,
get a taste
to get a taste because you saw that they had such a high taste, and you're always like. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
I remember just, like, walking, and every single time I'd go pay my basis to Srila Prabhupada, and Yamuna, like, usually, like, when I get up, before I even go to Radhavana Bihari, she'd come up and, like, she'd just, like, hold my hand and kind of, like, just, like, hold on to me, and, like, she'd just compliment every single thing about the altar. She's like, do you like the way I did the vases? And, like, and she'd be like, you see how Srila Prabhupada's, like, Dodi's, like, slightly different today? And it's like, I'm just like, yeah! Like then you start noticing, like, all these, like, key points of the altar that, like, she's just, like, pointing them all out. Like, the, yeah.
Also, Radhavana Bihari's altar, she would take your arm, bring you
to
see them personally.
Yeah, and then, like, she would just, like, point out things. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like for me, like, it's always been super hard for me to focus, like, just sitting there focusing on, like, the bhajans. Like, I'd always, my attention always just slip away and just kind of hope till it's over. And I'd be like, well, I'm, like, how many more bhajans is Kar gonna sing until it's done? Or, like, but then, like, that one year when Haribabhi taught us how to play Madanga and Kartals, and that Kar asked me to play Kartals, like, I was so stressed out and scared, like, the first time I played. Like, I don't even think anyone heard me playing Kartals. Because I remember Kar telling me, like, okay, try to play, like, as quietly as you can, just because we want to hear the voices more than the actual instruments that I remember. Just like... and being so stressed out that I was, like, too loud, I kept, like, looking at Kar, like, what am I doing? Am I doing okay? And then, like, I remember Kar playing Madanga, too. And then after, like, Jamuna and Dina were, like, the most encouraging, like, wow, you were just, like, sizzling tonight. You were so good.
Or Jamuna would be like,
yeah, like, go for all combats. And I would just be like, it's okay.
I remember one time, Harinam just came back from India, and he's playing Radhanga, and he played for the first kirtan, and, like, Kava wasn't playing. He was playing Madanga. He was like, oh, Harinam's good at Madanga. He should play. And then, like, after the kirtan, Yamuna very nicely asked, she's like, Kulavati, can you please play the Madanga? And then Harinam was, like really embarrassed. Harinam was so embarrassed. And he, like, hands Kava the Madanga, and Harinam, like, sits there quietly for the rest of the night. And, like, he was so embarrassed, though.
But Chamuna and Dina giving you guys that service is... Yeah. Something that kept you here, like,
yeah,
something
was
that
the
really bound you to.
I was really regretting it for some reason in the beginning.
Yeah.
I wanted to sing. I didn't want to play anymore. But, like, I knew that this was a service, and, like, I don't know. At first, I didn't want to do it at all. I just felt like I wasn't good enough, and I couldn't sing, and I would ruin it, and I wouldn't please anybody. But, I don't know. Through their encouragement, just kind of, like, go with that. I realized that it's not the instruments that matter. It's the voices. Because for me, you know, in the way this whole new age group really thing, it's really about the instruments.
Instruments, yeah.
And you forget that really the only way you have a good kirtan is if the people are
kirtan
singing,
is
like,
good.
To Krishna.
Yeah.
And she taught us that really young, so we could understand that when we're older,
yeah.
Like really strongly.
Also, I feel like because we got that opportunity, at least for me, I got that opportunity, like, it put me on a different level of, like, understanding of
mm-hmm.
how to actually please by playing instruments, not just for yourself.
Yeah.
Because it never was for yourself, because you're supposed to play quietly. Just to keep it going, but actually it's the voice.
Not for even people to hear it, really, just to, like, keep the rhythm.
Yeah, and, like, I remember just thinking in my head, like, please, like, Radhavami Hari and Krishna Mohan, I'm like, please just help me play for the pleasure of the devotees and for you, but, like, nothing else. Like,
me too.
Like,
exactly,
just pray. Every time the card does, I just pray. I look at them, just like, please. Because, like, it gave me such wonderful, like, opportunity. And, like, I didn't want to mess it up at all. I didn't want to be, like, and I feel like because of that, like, because you and Dina were so encouraging, but encouraging in a way where you didn't feel, like, puffed up. You just felt like, oh my god, I'm playing, like, this is making them happy. What I'm doing is making them happy, you know? It's like,
yeah.
And now I feel like it's helped my mood in kirtan so much more. Like, I feel if I didn't do that, I would have been, like, just gone. Like, gone in my pride and, like, but now at least that little, like, remembering of how they so much encouraged and how I wanted just to please them.
But they taught us that, you know?
Yeah.
To think like that before they even encouraged us. So
yeah.
When they did encourage us, we knew how to take that encouragement.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, yeah. Like their humility. Like, honestly, guys, I didn't know anything about you in his past my entire years I grew up.
Me neither.
I didn't know she did this and that, and that
yeah.
everyone knew her, and that she played harmonium and redundant, and that she did this with the...
Or people. That she was, like...
I did know this.
I had an amazing ballerina that was gonna go, like,
yeah.
her career for ballet.
And she was, like, the funniest kid in her class
the
or something.
Yeah,
she
the wittiest.
Which is totally Daruna.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always thought that, the Govindam prayers were sung by this one devotee who lived in Vancouver named Dinishta. And I was like, that's her. Because the voice matched her face. And then finally, like, I moved up and my mom was just like, so you know, like, Jamuna, like, sings, like, the Govindam prayers. And this morning, she actually sang them in front of us. I was like, what? And I was like, she sings the Govindam prayers? And I remember learning that, like, just, like, opened up a whole new world of, like, to me about Jamuna. Like, I just started learning so much more about her starting then. And it was, I really liked that, learning that.
Every time I can buy for anywhere in the
yeah.
world,
yeah.
I hear
just thinking that.
I'm
like,
Jamuna.
I hug Jamuna.
Instantly on her voice. That's all I do now. I just
like,
my voice.
Everywhere that I go, I hear that.
I just cry, actually.
Yeah.
I swear,
I
can just...
home, you know, every time.
Yeah.
Just,
I swear I can just picture her by the altar, like, singing into a mic or something.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I picture
like,
her there, standing there,
it's
singing
yeah.
so every time I hear it.
It's so beautiful.
Just, like, standing
you know
here
her,
and
you
like,
know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so many people just like,
Jamuna.
Arjamuna. I've hugged Jamuna. It's Arjamuna.
Makes me want to listen to Govinda for
I
don't
want to cry
now.
Out.
I know.
Imagine, like, how many times that's played, like, all over the world.
Every
single
day.
Every
single
day. In Vrindavan. Every day.
Yeah.
Like, Radhashyama Sundari Krishna, I'm hearing her voice.
Yeah.
Like, imagine what a kind of personality she must have been.
To
sing
for
the
yeah.
Radha and Krishna.
And
like,
the fact that Srila Prabhupada asked her to.
Yeah.
And
without
that.
Yeah.
And
so basically, like, Krishna and Radha, or Krishna was like, I want this devotee to
yes.
sing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every
for the rest
day.
Of,
day.
Like,
every
when
temple.
They greet me in my new outfit.
Yeah.
And
every
at that
day,
time, there was
temple.
So much, like, trouble because of that. Like,
mm-hmm.
the sannyasis, like, hated it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Srila Prabhupada was just like, now, no. Like,
if
he
I
was,
can hear it,
you can hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
gosh. It just gives me shivers so bad.
Yeah.
She was so humble about that.
You always
know.
No, we would never know. You never
know.
No,
that's the weirdest thing. We'd actually sing Govanam prayers with her, and we wouldn't even realize. We didn't
even,
like,
the thing is, like, she'd always sing very quietly, too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Remember,
like,
she,
like, harmonizing.
If she was standing right next to her, then you'd hear her. But if you weren't, then it's like you almost wouldn't even hear her singing.
I don't think I actually ever heard her sing, like, really loudly. She'd always just be
harmonizing
in the background,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
Super deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like,
yeah.
like slightly high on the keyboard, and she'd be singing the bottom, like the lower one, the lower scale.
Or like when it's round robin, she would sing. Oh, God,
remember when we did that Kabehabeh Bowl thing with Jamuna and Dina and like,
yeah.
a bunch
and
of us and practicing like so much?
So much.
But it turned out so beautiful. And I remember Dina saying that was like her favorite song.
Yeah.
Dina's favorite song. And Jamuna's favorite song was like the Girl in the Blue. Because that was Prabhupada's favorite.
And I remember actually it was
Hi Hi
Bifole.
Oh yeah, okay.
Those two.
I remember the first time it became crystal clear to me that Jamuna was someone else other than just like a Jamuna to us. It was like was for that ballroom festival we had here.
Yeah.
When we came
I was just
here.
Just thinking that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a very selective group, you know, Gauravani,
yeah.
Vishrambar, Kish, just like Nimesh, Kar, us, Goshi, Janavi, Ranaswami. It was like super selective group. And I remember being super honored that I was allowed to be here.
Me too.
And then I remember her asking, can we have a kirtan now? And then I remember Kish saying, well, can you sing a kirtan? And she said, no, you came all the way here. I want to hear you sing. And he said, no. He said, we came all the way here to hear you sing.
Yeah.
And everyone was kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe
you
said that.
Yeah, we were
that.
Like, oh.
And at that moment, yeah, and then she sang. She sang Samsaradhava.
That was the most amazing Samsaradhava.
And
I've ever
that's the first time it's ever occurred to me that to other people, Jamuna is not Jamuna. Jamuna is like Jamuna Prabhu, like Jamuna Mataji, like Jamuna.
Like, yeah.
And it was just like the first moment I realized Jamuna is like an amazing, incredible devotee.
She's like a
jewel.
Oh, really,
yeah,
like
gratitude for the fact that we have her here.
Mm-hmm.
That she's not always lived here. Like, there's other people who wanted, like,
or that, like, people, like, just take in just, like, an evening, just soak it in as much as they can.
Like,
we
and to us, it's just, like, empty Jamuna.
We had every day for 12 years.
Yeah.
We didn't even realize it, though.
Like
in
every day.
Beginning, no one, like, I remember no one came for morning programs
was
here.
Do you remember, Baba?
Like, no
she,
one.
She invited us over, I wrote it in my diary. She invited us over to come chant Japa with her in the morning, early morning. And we would wake up, like, this was even before people started coming to the morning program. And we'd wake up at, like, 6 or 7, and we'd come here and chant Japa with her.
Yeah, it was a few people. It was, like, was it just us, or was it, like,
maybe there
Dial?
Was...
Dial, I remember, like, Dial.
Yeah, like, a couple of the younger
people. Like, even then, she was still attracting the younger people.
Yeah.
From
the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, that was her mission. Just, like, okay, you know what? These young people, like, need, like,
to
get inspired.
And she would be so excited about chanting Japa. That you'd be like totally into chanting Japa first thing in the morning.
Yeah, she'd tell you so many like special things about her or make it sound so special. You're like, this is awesome. All
yeah.
I used to not like, want to chant Japa, but now I'm like super into it.
Yeah.
I remember when the bus tour came here and like it was everyone crowded into this room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're chanting Japa and everyone's like, hey, Krishna. And Jamuna speaks, she said, louder. And it was like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone just like, the volume, like, chanting up there.
I love the way Jamuna chanted Japa.
Oh my God,
like,
singing.
She sang.
She sang her Japa.
I was wondering if she always did that. Like, was that how she,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
All
I actually stared her rounds, and I started chanting one round in, like, four. I watched it, I was like, wow, she's just there.
I forgot to
she'd always say, like, Dina, you just chant so fast.
No, Jamuna was like, I don't know how she managed to have 16 rounds.
She woke up like
she was like, and would do it to
no, but she walks around the house and she does sing, and then she's just singing. Like, you just hear like this like voice around you as you sit here, and she's just like everywhere
her,
she goes.
For her, it wasn't something like a job or a duty, something she loved to do.
That's what
so
we have to get to.
Just, it'd come out without even her like thinking about
and she
it.
Would like
to
take a break from her others where she was like, okay, I'm just gonna take a break and sit down and chant some Japa. Like it wasn't like, okay, now I gotta chant my rounds. It was
taking a break.
I'm gonna start chanting and take a break.
Give myself a little treat so I can chant Japa.
Yeah. I remember like when Jumir was getting like really, really sick here. And the last kyudon we had with her.
I remember.
That was one of the most intense kyudons I've ever
this
had.
This one right here.
I thought
yeah.
Something was going to change. We knew something was going to change.
Yeah. And like, because
she
even
was
now
there.
So like, no, that was during the budgets, but when she actually came out, like the day, like the day before
oh, yeah.
The only,
yeah.
The last
like,
kyudon I heard her.
Yeah. And
I
feel like,
I don't remember it.
That was just so intense.
I remember crying so hard.
I remember when Dina and Juno weren't here. We came and had Bajans here. Right up over there, too. Maybe just Dina was here.
It was just Dina.
And yeah, it was just before she was leaving. And it was the most intense.
No, Jimuna was there.
Bajans.
Too.
No, she
not
was
that
another
time.
This other time.
She was picking up stuff. Dina was bringing
stuff.
I remember every day at school, Kara would give us a little update on Jimuna.
Uh-huh.
Like, today they did this and, like, said, okay. She's gonna be good. Like every day.
Like even like Jimuna, she was like telling us like things that like we should be doing. She was actually giving us instructions. Like
she was. I don't remember.
That day, like
it was so subtle.
Yeah, she told me like, you know what, like which has stuck with me like forever since then. It's like, you know, you reach the point where you're so good at cartels that like you get the privilege to play like these cartels. And I remember just like, actually, like, I couldn't understand, like, she probably want to play these cartels, and she thought that I was good enough to play them. Like, it was just, like, unbelievable. Even now, I look at those cartels, I'm like, how did I get this? Like, how did she want me so much to play these cartels? Like, I don't even understand.
The
like,
same cartels that she took with her everywhere, laid at the feet of the deities
I
and
know.
Begged to allow her to play.
Without like pride,
without false
just
pride.
Just for the pleasure of the deities.
She taught us that man how to be so aware of false pride and like like humility basically is, you know, the opposite of that. It's really she taught us humility,
but like not like the way where you say it.
No,
it's
she
like
showed
totally
it through like example, you know.
Yeah, it actually just like came out.
But she showed it in a way where you didn't even realize that you were like you didn't even realize that she was saying that.
Yeah,
it just like subtle like. All of a sudden, you're thinking in your head, like, man, like, you'd actually think in your head that you feel so...
You feel humble.
Like, no, just not, like, close to even her saying these things about you.
Like, no,
you
and the thing is, that's, like, and it was genuine. It was actually for real you felt that way. That's, like, real humble. That's real, that's true humble.
But, like, you never felt that way normally.
No.
It's just when she... Saying these things about you,
yeah,
she would even just down. Talk to you about.
Yeah, if anyone
something.
Else said like, "Oh, you're so good at cartels,"
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, you're
I
like,
am.
"Whoa,
like,
really?
Ooh, cool."
Yeah.
When she said that, I'm like, "Totally not."
Yeah,
you think like, if you actually think that, like, why is she saying this? Like, I don't even like. No, I'm not. That's the thing.
I
like,
remember
yeah,
it was like
that.
A Joppa retreat, and like, Rada, you were cooking and also helping. I can't remember if, like, maybe you helped too.
At your guys' house.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, like, afterwards, like, yeah, we came here, and, like, I'm not sure if it was Dina or Jimuna saying this, but they were saying, like, because you served all the devotees and fed them, you get all of their benefit of being in the retreat, like, even though you weren't there. I was just thinking, I was like, oh, my God. I was so mental. I was like, this is horrible. I, like, felt, like, so, like... Like, because I was all frustrated for some reason that, like, I missed it and, like oh, we cared or something. Like, Venus or Jimuna said that, I was just like, I felt so bad for thinking all those things. I just couldn't believe it. How I totally undeserving to the max. I was, like, such a Maya.
I was remember that one time we had Bhakti Node, like, his appearance day, or when we finished the bhajans, those, like, cakes that we do every year. And, like, I remember one year we did the lotus flower.
For sure,
yeah, and then we had those scrolls for everyone's like for everyone, just like a little thing that from Bhakti Node.
It was like the last line of the bhajans.
Yeah.
And
like I remember Yami opened his and his matches him perfectly, and then like someone else opened theirs matched perfectly to them. I remember like it just like somehow worked out where everyone was like
and you
could relate to that.
You got the one you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the one I wanted. I lost it.
I still have mine.
I don't have any.
I have mine too. Mine is also perfect. It's
I don't remember what mine said. I have to look at it.
I remember something like
nine or something.
Oh, cool.
Scrolls?
Yeah.
Mine or something, yeah. It's like Mamas a day.
Yeah.
From the legends?
Or like, and I'm just like so excited for those times. Like, oh my god, what are we gonna do this
that
year?
Whole tree,
like,
mango
tree, the mango tree.
Yeah.
We went camping,
I mean,
like,
you
right
helped me with that one, but remember?
Yeah. And then, like, also, there was a tree, there was a lotus flower, and the book.
Yeah.
Books.
There's
a whole
those,
bunch of books.
Just the three of those,
a whole
right?
Bunch of books.
Yeah.
We didn't do more than those.
We did one more for their anniversary.
But it was just a cake.
But
right?
It was just a cake.
Yeah, I remember
like
that.
And then that one Christmas Eve, we did that gingerbread house for
gingerbread
temple.
Oh, I totally remember that.
I know, I feel like we didn't actually send him the pictures of
no,
it.
No, we didn't actually show them. Like,
we should send it to Dina.
Yeah.
But I remember the email I got back, I just read it, and she's like, I have tears in my eyes just reading this description. Like, this is totally you in the milk.
Oh, okay, you do an email to her and, like, describe it to her.
Yeah, I described like in detail, like
okay.
And I was like, I'm sending pictures. I thought for some reason I thought we.
I'm
yeah,
sure she imagined
Facebook,
it way better than actually.
It was really cool. They made those fruit like
those fruit garland
and like the picture of them,
like altar for them out of gingerbread. And, like,
I remember that.
Oh, we never showed you. I don't think we should.
It's
like,
all we have to do some Bob on your anniversary.
We do. We should do something.
When is it?
December.
It's always different.
13th or 12th or 14th.
Is it this
like somewhere around there, usually 11th. It's always different. But.
Yeah.
Did everyone say their memories about the Bajans?
Well, maybe we should go around the room and everyone should just say something. Except me, because I already wrote mine all down.
About the Bajan and Bajans?
Yeah.
Like how they made you feel or how they might have changed your life?
I remember, like,
okay, this is what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see, like, I remember we would read them, and, like, every bhajan would be, like, better than the next one somehow. Even though it was so heavy, like, especially, like, certain songbooks were so, like, intense. But, like, I never felt that way about them. I don't know, I just, like, maybe I was, like, so spaced out, I didn't even, like, you know, understand the bhajan fully. But, like, I'd always be like, oh, this is such a nice bhajan. And Jamuna would be like, wow. You guys, like, just take it so beautifully, you know? Like, because, like, other devotees would be like, wow, this is really intense. This is heavy-duty stuff. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. Like, this bhajan is, of course, poetry. And, like, the way he wrote and, like, what he, like, his messages were just, like, somehow, like, they were able to, like, completely, like, satisfy and like pacify my mind, even though it was like just, you know, like really intense, like, you know, words. They're somehow like so like just, I don't know, like, I always come back out of the bhajans and just be completely like at peace with everything and just completely blissed out. And like, I remember like we would be singing, and like as soon as a Hare Krishna would come, and Jim would be like, Hare Bol, she'd like always say, like, yeah, like, Krishna Krishna Gauranga, or like, I'll always call out all these different things, and it's just like, and now every time I call out, I remember Jamuna. Every time I like in a kirtan, like, Hare Bol, I remember Jamuna. It's like instantly remember Jamuna. No, it's like so, it was so nice. Like, whenever in the, like, my mind is the most disturbed about everything in the world, I always go to, like, Bhaktivinoda Thakura's bhajans and just read, like, one bhajan out. Just read the translation. And, like, somehow, like, it brings me back to so many, like, such a happy, peaceful place that, like, it can, like, soothe my mind from, like, all its troubles. It's so nice. Yeah.
At the beginning, it was definitely super difficult. Like, I could not focus. I was really impatient for it to be over. But then gradually, it was just, like, this taste that you're totally unaware of. Like, still I'm unaware of it, but for some reason I kept coming back, and I didn't really know why. I don't know if it was because my parents were pushing me, or... But, now I look back and I just see that it really was, like we were saying before, Yamuna and Dina's encouragement for us to come back, to keep trying, and just looking at them and knowing that there's something that we're not feeling that we can try tasting.
And then I just remember that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, even though I don't remember his words, I don't remember the parts, I don't remember anything about the books, because I was usually so concentrated on the Mridanga, because I was so self-conscious about it. But I remember the humility, and when he spoke, it was so humble that sometimes it almost seemed like you couldn't understand that it could be real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this real? Like, how could a person feel that humble, like, and actually mean it? But then as you went on and on, you began to know Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and you realized this was humility, and this is what humility is. And that's when I realized that Yamuna and Dina were able to appreciate that, and that they
understood it.
They understood the humility, and it just, like, it gave me the desire to try so hard in my lifetime to understand the importance of humility and, like, what it is to... I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know. Just to appreciate and... just appreciate other Vaishnavas, because that will bring you humility and to just encourage others. Like, I basically learned, like, my lifetime of lessons from singing Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yeah,
Kajans.
Totally.
And everything, like, I don't even know the lessons in my head. I can't put words to it. I just have the feeling of it in
yeah.
me, you know? And I think that's what they want us to have, is that feeling, that strong foundation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they can't describe it with words, but it's so strong that I know that wherever in my life, I'll be able to go back to this feeling and remember it and, like, be able to, like, continue my Krishna consciousness from that feeling. So just, like, completely opened up my eyes to, like, Krishna consciousness and humility and patience. And it also showed me the importance of knowing our acharyas. That, like, you know their names, but now that I know even one of them, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I don't know any of the others, I'm so attached to him now.
Yeah.
And I realize that we have to really try to understand these Vaishnavas. Anyways, next.
For me, half the time I didn't actually understand what he was actually, like, saying. Like, I read it, but never actually, like, realized it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember his mood. Like, he was always just praying to Krishna that, please just, you know, help me. I'm so fallen, but please just help me. Like, give me your mercy and all these things. And I remember, like, now when we sing, like, some Bhaktivinoda Bhajan or just Jai Bhaktivinoda after something, or, you know, you see a picture of Bhaktivinoda, and you just have such a personal relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't actually, like, focus on that, but it just came, you know, it just kind of seeped in. And, like, when you see it, you just have such a loving feeling when you actually think of him. Even though, like, I can't imagine how he looks. Like, the picture is not how he looks to me. Or his house is not how I would imagine his house to be. Or those things. But just his, like, I feel like it's his soul that actually, that we have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that the Bhaktivinoda Bhajans, that built our connection with Jamuna and Dina and Bhaktivinoda and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wouldn't have been able to do these bhajans, like, without them. We wouldn't have. We'd have no taste. And somehow we had that taste, and it's because of them. And it's because of them Krishna was able to connect with us, I feel like. And just kind of, even, you know, you sometimes I'll just go to sleep at night and miss Jamuna so much. And, like, just knowing that, you know, she's out there and she's waiting for us. Or we're waiting, you know, we just have to pass this time and soon we'll just be with her again. Like, that feeling is because we shared so much with her through Bhakti No Bhajans, through our just time spent with her and her instructions and her love and care, as well as Dina's. And I felt that Krishna told her what each of us needed to be able to connect with Krishna. Like, he went through her heart and just, she gave us instructions that each of us needed to hear to actually grow in Krishna consciousness. Because we're all different, and I feel like she knew what we needed. And that just connects us all, because it actually, we can relate to it. It's kind of like when you think about all of it, it just overwhelms you. Kind of just makes you like feel like you just want to redo it all over again. Just so that you could just be in this mind state and just relive it so that you can actually appreciate it and just write it all down and record it all or something.
Like, if only I could go back.
Yeah, you know, like, just...
The guy who was reading through my emails, and I wrote to Juno, and I was like, Juno, I was like, always taking your association for granted. I'm like, I wish I could, like, remember more. And she writes back, she's like, well, me and Dina, we never take your association for granted. We treasure every minute we spend with you. Like,
gosh. Wow.
Even like now, when we go to Dina, she's always like, how can I serve you? Like, when I hear that, I'm just like breaks my heart to hear her say that, just because like she means it so much, and we should be the ones that are asking her, how can we serve you? And like, it's just like the sweetest move. Like,
can I say something before I forget? Someone forgot to mention this. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rajans taught us all how to pray.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how to be in a prayerful mood.
Mm-hmm.
And how to pray to Lord Krishna. And, like, where you start. Because I actually didn't know how to pray very well.
Still
it's not like you don't have to know, but, like, you had the feeling that this is what a prayerful mood is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I remember is in Ekachetra, where at the Japa retreat, and the instructor or whatever, she was like, see, in order to, you know, you can't get love from the object itself, from the object itself. You have to be in association with somebody who loves that object.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was saying that, like, with the holy name, you know, you like, it's very difficult to just have this love for the holy name or appreciation or any sort of desire for it on your own. It's almost impossible. But if you have the association of somebody who has such a strong desire and love for it, it's almost like it's instantaneous. You know, you start to, like, it's contagious. It goes within you, you know? And I just remember, like, Jamuna and Dina has such an intense love, especially for Krishna and, like, for serving in their way, and for Prabhupada and for Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhajans, that, like, it just goes inside of you. And before you even, like, realize what's happening, you also are starting to have that attachment or that love or that, you know, those feelings, even in the most minute ways, of course, compared to them. But it was like, you know, they felt the love for Krishna, the love for Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhajans. And that was what, like, actually, like, watered that little seed, or, like, you know, blew on that spark for us in order to love also. And just, like, without their mercy, we would not be attached to Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhajans. We would not be attached to Krishna the way we are.
I wouldn't know anything
about
it.
Without their association. Or Srila Prabhupada. There's no way. We just, you know, like, it was by Jamuna's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
By Jamuna and Dina's mercy. Yeah.
One thing I've been thinking a lot about lately is, like, you know, we spent so many years with Jamuna and Dina. Like, practically our whole lives. But in the past, like, 3 years, that's when we actually started to realize how special they are.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember before she left, like, the months before she left, I'd come, like, more and more often, you know, and realize, like, they are so special, and we've been taking them for granted for so long. But, like, during that whole time, like, they never instructed us, like, you know, she'd come more often or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, they waited for us. I feel like they were waiting for us to realize on our own, and, you know, to be wanting to come and eager for that association. Like, and I feel like they were just waiting for us this whole time. And now it's so beautiful to see how everyone appreciates them so much. Because, like, we didn't think about it so much before. But that's when you realize, like, when the Vaishnavas leave, that's when you actually realize how special they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, I also feel like with Bhaktivinoda Bhajans, like, Jamuna was so connected to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it was actually like he was living. Like, for her, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living and breathing, like,
yeah,
at every minute. And I feel like she wanted us to understand that, you know, the Vaishnavas never die. And she was always with Prabhupada. And
that's,
I feel like what we have to understand now is that Jamuna hasn't left us.
Yeah.
She's actually right with us as we speak at this very minute. And it's like with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I always felt like when she was talking about Prabhupada, she was with Srila Prabhupada. And she actually, from heart to heart, it was like she transferred Prabhupada to our hearts.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so clear in our minds. Like, this is how she felt, and this is what Prabhupada was like, and this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like, and this is his mood. Like, she would always, like, without words, she would, like, transmit that knowledge onto us. And it's like, at now, it's like we have to imbibe Jamuna's mood, just like she imbibed Prabhupada's mood. And it's like she shared the love that Prabhupada shared with her. That's what I was thinking about, too. It's like,
that's true.
She, and then she gave us that love. It's like Prabhupada, you know, his spiritual master gave him that taste, and then he passed it down to Jamuna, to all of his disciples, and then she passed it to us. And that was, like, her greatest gift.
Yeah.
And then now it's our turn to, like, pass it on. But it's like, that's when we actually realize how special it was, like, when she leaves. And I was thinking, like, there's no greater gift. And I feel like our whole trip to Vrindavan, that was her, like, last gift to us. Because she would always tell us, I'll take you guys to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
She would always say, we're going to go and put, like, pilgrimage together.
Yeah.
She would always say that. And it's like, we would have never, all of us, like, all of us, gone to India if it wasn't just the way it happened. Even if she was here, like, I remember year after year, she would, like, you know, it just wouldn't happen. And then that was her gift, like, and she kept her word.
Yeah. It's totally true.
We were totally there with her, too. Like, our whole memorial service, we were, like, there with her in Vrindavan. Without even, like,
But it's like, I was thinking, like, this, like, Krishna consciousness is not something, it's like, it's not so easy to comprehend, because we, you know, it's so easy to, like, think of things, like, in a material perspective, like, this is how it is, like, you have to see it, and then it's real, like, kind of thing. But with, like, in the spiritual world, like, your desire, you know, people are always connected. Like, souls are connected. Like, Jamuna's not here, but her presence is here. And that's, like, a spiritual relationship that never ends.
Mm.
And it's, like, so hard to understand that.
Yeah.
To try to, like, realize that Jamuna's actually... I was thinking, Jamuna's actually watching, like, over us, you know? And she's, like... And the more we remember her and try to, like, appreciate her and, like, imbibe her mood, the more she'll be pleased. Like,
well, so the more it feels like she's still here, like, the more it feels like she'd never left.
And it's like, and I was regretting so much after she left. I was just regretting it like anything. I was like, you know, we had so many opportunities to come here. Like, the closest neighbor.
Yeah.
So many opportunities. Every day we could have been here.
Yeah.
And been recording her and photographer, like, taking pictures with her and everything. And I was just regretting it. I was like, it's too late. Like, this is over. Like... It's all gone. But then I realized, like, we still have that opportunity to, like, try to please her.
Yeah.
And, like, this is, like, the greatest chance to, like, pass that on, because that's what she wanted. And it's, like, that opportunity never ends. Just like she was trying to please Srila Prabhupada. Like, by giving us what he gave her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like...
Sorry, do you want to actually, like, would look like Prabhupada, what she was talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
The fingers would move. Like, she looked like Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Like, you never knew what Prabhupada looked like, but when she started talking, she would talk like what he would say.
Or she would start talking very slowly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She'd be like,
she'd ask
him, like, can I go smoke a cigarette? And he'd just be like, go wash your hands. And you're like, just remember her saying
and
it.
Her
facial
expression is exactly
when she tells
like
that story.
Yes. Totally.
And, like, she'd just be so absorbed, like, actually there. You, without a doubt, you can look at her and see that she's with Prabhupada in that exact moment, and she can take you there. She can take you there. You close your eyes and you listen to her, you watch her talk, and you're, like, exactly there with Prabhupada and her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that type of, you know, like potency is just incredible.
Just that one memory of Prabhupada in the mist, like, on that bridge, is the most crystal clear, perfect memory just in my head, stuck there to the profile that I've ever had.
And but we never even seen this.
It's like she just transferred it from her mind to mine.
Yeah.
It's, I swear, I think I see it how it was. Like, I think I see it, like.
Like how it was.
Yeah, I
know.
Like
the story with like Narada Muni coming to the kirtan.
Yeah.
When she told that, she was crying.
Yeah.
Like she had tears streaming down her eyes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, is that the one where Prabhupada said, make the seats quickly for Shiva and.
Yeah.
Was that the same one?
I can't remember.
It was around the same time. It wasn't the same.
It was the same night.
Narada Muni actually went.
Or not, Juna's kirtan.
You can think about it, Krishna is like eternally having her sing for him. So you imagine Narada Muni would
want to hear this devotion.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, guys, my mind. It's being blown.
No, you guys. Juna is actually like.
Oh, Krishna.
A pure devotee of Krishna.
She's with Krishna
is
right now.
A pure devotee of Krishna.
She's
and we
with
got to
Krishna.
Associate with her.
We associated someone who's with Krishna
and
right
for
now.
Some reason, for some unfathomable, completely ridiculous reason, it's just us. Of the entire 8 billion people on the entire planet.
It just is.
It's like,
I mean, like in the past like 12 years.
And like, what who are, like, what could we have
what,
possibly
yeah,
done?
What did we
yeah.
do? It's just like, in the, you know,
this
like,
little,
it's basically like,
out of nowhere.
Like, Lord Chaitanya, like, when he was on the Earth planet, like, I think, I can't remember, but it was something like 8% of the people knew that he was Krishna.
That is a lot.
Yeah,
you know, like, and like, the rest of people saw Krishna and didn't even see Krishna as Krishna. As God. You know what I'm just imagining? Like, we saw Jaruna, like, at the time, you know, like, we didn't even,
she was
I mean, we knew she was
we just, like,
body, but you just don't, like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, she actually got me, like, she was a pure devotee of Krishna.
And she's with
them. She's probably like a gopi. She's probably like a manjari.
No. Like, you guys.
She always wants with Radha.
She's
I think she was like eternally connected to Srila Prabhupada, and because he came here to this world, she changed.
She came
to this world to help him.
Yeah.
And wherever
I know.
And wherever he's gone.
She went to.
Yeah.
Even if it's like another Earth planet.
Yeah. No, that's what. Remember
maybe
after
we
Nita.
Can go to.
Yeah, Nita.
No, Nita left, and then Dina heard that voice.
But
she said Nita went to help Juna assist her.
And that's what. And that's what Radha Swami said that too.
Dina
actually heard a
voice. Radha Banabihari tell her that.
Dina.
Radha Swami
said
the same
thing.
Like they went to go assist her.
Guys, do you understand this?
I'm getting shit.
Radha Banabihari talked to Dina. They probably have conversations all the time. I swear.
Yes. Do you remember that dream Dina told us about Krishna's shoes?
Yeah. The sapphire.
She said
that
she had a dream about Krishna's shoes. And
oh
she said, like, I don't really remember it that well. But
she
describing.
No,
so
she
was
wanted
shoe
to get shoes. She wanted to get shoes for Radha Banabihari somewhere in India.
Yeah. And then, like, Krishna gave her the dream, like, this is what my shoes look like. And there was, like, these gorgeous gold shoes, like, covered in sapphires and diamonds and, like,
crazy.
I was just like, oh, my God.
No, it's so, like,
no, it actually, you guys, don't understand.
You guys were
like,
sitting in the house that she built with her own hands.
Her own two
like,
hands.
All of these things, she actually, like,
yeah,
constructed.
She did it.
Into
that
this, like,
shell.
The cow looked off the way.
Have you guys realized this is, like, the first place I've ever been to where if I see a flower or a leaf, I immediately think of the deities.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Look at the roses and you get reminded of
you
the
want to offer to Krishna.
Yeah.
You see the peonies and you get reminded of them being on the altar.
Yep.
Like, every single thing here was used for those deities.
Everything. Actually, everything.
Like, even, like, the herbs in the garden.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's crazy, like, when we're going to come here for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance, like, I was going outside, and, like, instantly, it's like, oh, gotta bring a flower. Gotta bring a flower to, like, to the deities. And I was like, that never leaves you. It's like, anywhere else I go to where the deities are, I never think of bringing a flower. But she taught us that whenever you go see Krishna, especially, like, here, you bring a flower, you bring something for Krishna. You know, like, it never left me. Instantly, the moment I walked outside, I'm like, oh, go pick a flower for the deities. You know, like,
me too.
Those, like, those little things that are going to come up in our lives where we realize, oh, this Jumuna taught me, oh, this Jumuna taught me, this Jumuna taught me, like, we don't even know how much they actually, like, how much we actually learned from her and Dina. Like, we don't even know until, like, the moment comes when, like, you go to pick a flower for Krishna, and it's just there. Inside of your heart, you pick a flower for Krishna. You know, like, it's so amazing.
So precious.
And her instructions, like, people, I've had people, well, like, when I did that thing in L.A., I had people come up the whole day after me and ask me, what were Jamuna's instructions to you? What did Jamuna teach you? Like,